podcast, today I'm going to read The Little Scarecrow Boy by Margaret
Weiss Brown.
Weiss Brown. Pictures by David G.S. Once upon a time, in a cornfield, there lived a scarecrow and his scarecrow wife and their little scarecrow boy. Every day, out in the field, old man scarecrow waved his arms and made trouble faces.
And made terrible faces.
He made such terrible faces that the crows nearly lost their feathers. At the sight of him there, down, old man scarecrow came rattling home, and all evening he sat in his scarecrow house, teaching his little scarecrow boy how to make fierce faces. Old lady scarecrow wished through her straw teeth at the looks of them three.
Of them there. Okay.
But early in the morning, when the sun came up, it was the same old no. No, little boy, you can't go. You're not fierce enough. Too scary, crow. What?
Wait
till you grow. So the little scarecrow boy stayed at home all day and just grew. Then one day after the little boy had learned all six of his father's terrible faces so that he could make them one after the other, he did.
He decided
to run away. Early the next morning, he would go out into the cornfield, and he would frighten a crow. So before the sun was up, or old lady scarecrow was up, The little scarecrow boy slipped out of bed, dressed quickly on quietly on tiptoe
on
tiptoe and went quietly out of the house.
Good.
Over to the cornfield, up on his father's spot, in his father's place. It was a fine shining morning, with the sun gleaming green down the corn blades. Crows circled in the air far away over the trees. The little scarecrow boy waved his arms. The little scarecrow boy made his second fierce face and still came flying big crow.
The big
black crow.
Ooh, so ugly.
His third face. Oh, 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 time to go. So the little scarecrow boy ran, and he ran down the corn wars.
The corn?
Wars.
The corn?
Rows.
The corn rows.
The black flapping wings made a noise now, and looking back, he could see the blue sky through the raged feathers of the nearest crow. Oh. He ran. Then he stopped his fourth face and still came flying the big black crow. So he ran and ran and he ran and he ran. And then he made his fifth and next to fiercest face of all.
Wow, that one is ugly.
And still came flying the big black crow. The little boy had only one face left now and hardly any breath. Even so, he stopped and with his arms caged wide above his head and his fingers dropped on his hands.
Drooping on his hands.
He gave the big crow the sixth face and the old crow flew backwards through the air, feathers flying everywhere until there wasn't even the shadow of a crow on the land. A scarecrow at last. The little scarecrow boy knew that he was as fierce as a scarecrow as there was in all the cornfields in all the world. Oh.
Are you trying to be a scarecrow?
And then he saw a shadow in front of him. And he looked up. And there behind him was Old Man Scarecrow, his father. And his father was proud of his little boy, who had made all six faces at the crows. And when the little scarecrow grew up, he picked up his little scarecrow boy in his scarecrow arms and they went home to breakfast. And when the little scarecrow grew up, he was the fiercest scarecrow in all the fields in all the world. So that was the little scarecrow boy. Bye guys, see you later.
See you later, see you later, see you later. Bye guys.